cherry pie.
I did. Well, I brought, for your wife, I brought a cherry pie. Because I'm assuming you don't like cherry pie.
I don't like any kind of pie.
You don't like pie.
I don't like pie. I don't like pie.
You don't like any kind of pie?
Pumpkin pie, cherry pie, apple pie.
Do you like cake?
Yeah, I like some cake.
Why don't? What don't you like about pie?
Actually, I really don't like many cakes either. I like Oreos. I've had to choose something. Choose some Oreos.
Oh, that's good because they're more readily available. Like, you can always just have Oreos. But a pie is, like, kind of a big deal. You have to, like, go to Amish country.
Is that where you got my pie from? Mm-hmm. It was in Amish country. So you were in Lancaster, Pennsylvania?
Yeah, so if you want pie, you gotta go out of your way for pie.
What exactly is it that you would find that you would need to go to Lancaster fucking Pennsylvania more than once?
The gourds were on sale.
Gourds?
Mm-hmm. Like, they couldn't give them away fast enough. And, you know, around here, if you want a gourd, it's like $12 a piece.
It's a Westchester gourd.
Westchester gourd.
It's a gouging gourd.
It's a gouging gourd, and they sell them often also pumpkins by the pound. So you'd pay like $47 for a pumpkin. So anyway, everyone's houses had just like gourds. They were just shoved in flower boxes and on people's steps, and it was just like tossed into the yard. Like, they had so much, and so they were giving them away. So I have more gourds than I've ever had in total in my life out on the front porch. You probably
missed it.
Tripped on them. You didn't see them. There's a giant pot, and I got to finally stack them. You know, you do like the three in a row, which I've never gotten to do before because like we're very poor.
Russian
like dolls, like nesting dolls, gourds. Nesting gourds. Mm-hmm.
I don't believe this is
very exciting.
Any reason to go to Lancaster, Pennsylvania. The Amish people are there.
Yeah.
They're riding around in carriages.
Mm-hmm, making pie.
It's an Amish pie?
It is an Amish pie.
Really?
There was an Amish lady in the room there.
She was just in the room? And then that makes it a fucking Amish pie?
They just have to be in the vicinity. And then it's like, yeah.
No, but they don't have, like, you know, electric blenders and things, right?
I know.
So it's a handmade pie that's truly
handmade in the dark.
In the dark with a, I don't know, with like an oven with
and a butter churn.
And a butter churning machine. Yeah, that seems over.
Yeah, yeah. They made their own bowls out of leaves.
That's ridiculous. Uh-huh. So the Amish are there. Yep. They're roaming around in their their carriages with horses and.
Playing volleyball. They were playing volleyball.
That they're allowed to do.
The kids were playing, well, across from the farm where we were staying, all of a sudden all these carriages started, like, convening at this house across the street, and it was Sunday, and I was like, oh, I wonder if that's the church, but it just looks like a house. But it turns out they have church in people's house. You know, they, like, rotate locations. And that's the bishop's house, and they were all convening at the bishop's house.
That's the way
and
cults then, work. You know that, right?
Tomorrow it's
at your house.
Later that night, we heard all this, like, you know, noise and excitement going on, and we looked out. We're like, oh my God, the Amish people are going crazy. And truly, they were all the kids were out there playing volleyball. So it's like a little mini Raumspringa situation.
Amish happening. Beach volleyball.
It was, yeah, out of control.
That's pretty funny.
They were out of control.
Were you, you know, I mean, it's Thanksgiving time now. Mm-hmm. So is that the pie thing? Pies happen now?
No, I think that they always have pies. There's always
Amish
pie.
Amish people make pie all the time.
I don't, every time we've gone to Lancaster in whatever season, there's always pie or crumble or buckle or
I don't know
bramble
what any of those
or,
words mean. Yeah. But so they're all just variations of pie?
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. So did you buy some pie that sticks around for Thanksgiving now?
No, it's meant to be.
Eaten immediately and handed out to your neighbors.
Just passed out, just chucked around like I'm going to be handing out gourds. I'm going to stand on my front porch and just fling them at people.
Gave me the pie.
I haven't selected your gourd yet. They got dumped on the porch and then I had
things to do. Does it have to look like something? Like Elvis or?
No.
They just all look like gourds.
They're just gourds.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I was thinking that, you know, you were doing pie because it was Thanksgiving, and pie is like a Thanksgiving kind of thing, right?
I mean, you can have it. It's not going to be very good in 2 weeks. You can do
what
you need to do with it.
Thanksgiving? You making Thanksgiving? Like,
no.
You don't make Thanksgiving because you're a vegetarian, so it would just be a big, giant vegetable fest.
Yeah.
No squash. Turkeys.
No. No squash.
Squash and
squashes.
Gourds and root vegetables. Yeah, that sounds awful.
Root vegetables.
You need a turkey or something. Something going on. I don't know though. What about giving or something like that? You know, like working for your fellow man. You ever do that for Thanksgiving?
I wanted to do that, and I kind of, no one's into that, so.
One's into it?
Try that
your
again.
Your family is like.
I came up with this really good idea that we could go do that, but.
Like work at a soup
but
kitchen?
But instead,
or?
We're going to go to out to dinner with family instead.
That's not giving back anything to humanity or society.
Well, no.
All right. You know, I know this guy, he works every year at, you know, like a kitchen
is
to make sure.
Around here? Is there a
place?
Yeah,
I think he's down the Bronx, and he makes sure that everybody, you know,
see,
and
like
his family works with him.
Mm-hmm.
But what I find amusing is that this guy's personal motto is if they have a lot, mm-hmm. we take a lot. If they have a little, we take it all. So he's not much of a giving individual, you know, it's like his family motto though. But he makes everybody go work for
who's he taking a lot from?
Anybody. Whatever that.
Wait, so if somebody has a little, you take it all because
right.
that's just easier to carry, you can stick it in your pocket and walk
just
away.
It doesn't matter. If like this guy's got a lot of money, we're gonna take a lot of money.
Okay.
If he's got a little money, we're gonna take all his fucking money. That's this guy's philosophy.
Interesting. I don't really understand
that. Yeah, it's a bit of
a
taking.
Yeah, it's all taking.
Not much giving.
There's no giving. No,
but
it's just all.
He does give back annually when he
so that's
works
his thing.
At the
so then it all
thing.
Evens out.
I guess he feels it all evens out.
Okay.
I, you know, my mother one time felt that she was going to get involved in the Thanksgiving, helping her fellow man. So she was going to make a meal for somebody that was, like, stuck in their house, you know?
Uh-huh.
Except she didn't have to deliver it. She just cooked it and made me deliver it. And it was really, really.
Didn't that feel good, though, to be
no,
giving?
No, you know what? I've been involved in lots of those kind of situations where people say to me, now, didn't that feel good? And you know what? It never feels good because it's so sad or something fucking tragic is going on. And it's like, you know, I didn't need to see that, you know? So it was just some character who was in his house and we delivered him a turkey dinner and he just like grabbed it out of our hands and like closed the door really fast. I don't know. It was like some kind of.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It was,
that's really sad. And now you're scarred forever and now you're not going to.
And, you know, but I got home and my mother-in-law, I guess, didn't that feel good? I said, you know, no, you dickweed. you should have gone and done that. You know, I could have thrown a bunch of things on a, you know, on a plate and sent it out to somebody. Yeah, I'm not really seeing the whole giving thing working in my crew either. I don't know. I don't know whether I'd work out in a soup kitchen. I don't know how well I do. Helping my fellow
yeah,
man.
I don't know. I think you'd do pretty well because you like to chat with people. So I feel like that's your way of giving.
Well, I'll tell you what. You know, when I was on that other scenario, this guy wasn't looking for any chatting.
No.
He just wanted his
meal. He just wanted to be left alone. Well, maybe he didn't feel good or he was embarrassed or he was.
Yeah, but I think that isn't that what's going on? They're
well,
not looking
yeah.
to chat with people at the
yeah,
soup kitchen.
No.
It's like,
I know.
Oh my God, the guy handing out turkey dinners.
It seems like it would be awkward for everybody. I don't know. I don't know how it works. Maybe I don't know. I have no idea.
Well, maybe you should sign up because you're busy doing nothing.
I am busy doing nothing. Well, you're busy doing nothing.
But
how about I make something and you deliver
there
it?
There you go. There you go. That's how it would work again.
Yeah.
I'm not.
But I'll just say that out loud. Like, this is not going to feel good. Take this pie down the street. To the man
shut
who
in down
leave.
The block. To shut in down the block. Is there a shut in down the block?
Probably. Well, no, in our street there is.
There could be, but we'd have to find that out, right? There has to be a list of shut-ins.
Should we call the police department?
Tell us.
We need the shut-in database.
Right. Who needs a meal? There must be a place.
It's got to be something.
All right, maybe we'll do something good for Thanksgiving.
We'll think about
it. We'll give them a fucking pie. Give them a piece of pie.
Give them a piece of pie. Bow, 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 bow.